Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 54 on March 24th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover trades from last week on Canopy Growth Corporation, Pfizer, and American Airlines. And we'll also discuss three new trades on Zayo Group Holdings, Teva Pharmaceuticals, and Macy's. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know in order to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for theweeklyoption.com. Now, the equity markets were a bit lower this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 346 points to end the week at 25,502 points. The S&P 500 Index finished 21 points lower, closing at 2,800 points on Friday. Now, there are only 173 publicly traded companies here in the U.S. that will be announcing quarterly earnings this week, and I'm going to watch a handful of them. On Tuesday, I'll be looking for KB Homes to announce. On Wednesday, Lululemon and Yoga Works will announce. And on Friday, I'll look out for CarMax's earnings update. And just a little background, I mean, the reason I like KB Homes and Toll Brothers as well is because they give you a good indication of how the residential home building sector is doing. Lululemon and Yoga Works will also give me some indications on how consumer spending really is and consumer sentiment based on that spending. And then the CarMax estimate, sort of the same thing. It's going to let me sort of start to put together a thesis, if you will, on interest rates and people's desire to spend money given our financial situation in this country right now. So it's always good to know or have some justifiable reasons on whether the market is moving up, down, or whether interest rates are going to be raised or lower. And you can do so. You can use pieces of data that are out there, and the earnings updates are certainly one source for true information on whether or not people are spending their money and truly consuming, or whether we should expect a pullback to come. So the topic of this week is very simple. It's how to have a shot at getting something for nothing, right? We were raised, most of us were raised our whole life with phrases like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, you can't get something for nothing. Everything costs something. Well, I'll tell you this much. If you go to theweeklyoption.com/survey and fill out a survey and leave your email address, you have a good chance, a good shot at getting something for nothing. I'll be giving out a couple of memberships to my option trading course, Option Studio. As well, there's some other prizes that I'm kind of juggling between based on the number of responses I get. It might be a cash prize. It might also be something like a computer. So I've got a few options. So if you would, go ahead and fill out that survey. So I agree, I admit to using the topic of the week as a shameless plug to get you to go fill out a survey. But if you have not filled out a survey, you're really just, you're not helping me. I really would love for you guys to help me, and I'd love to give you a small reward as a token of my appreciation. And also, you know, I appreciate you listening to the show every week. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, we had our one-year anniversary, so thank you for being part of that. And I want to make the show better. I want to give you exactly what you're looking for in a podcast, and the only way I can know what you're looking for is if you tell me. So reach out to me via this survey. Let me know what you think, and I will be very, very appreciative. So thank you so much. Let's dive into the trades from last week's show, and trades for this past week. And I'll tell you that this is going to be a shorter episode because I'm recording this very late on Sunday night. I was at a weekend retreat, sort of a ministry retreat, and that I'm a part of, and it's so good. It's so good to just take a moment and sort of turn off and truly focus on your relationship with God, if you believe in God. But I do. It was a lot of fun, and nonetheless, that made me late for the show. So I'm getting this recorded so that you guys will still have time to listen to it on Monday morning before the bell rings, before 8:30 Central Time. So let's see. Last week, our covered call was on Canopy Growth Corporation, symbol CGC, Charles George Charles. At the time, the stock was $45.89 per share, and we looked at selling the April 47.5 call against that stock and collecting $2.15 for it, hoping for an 8.19% return in 5 weeks. Well, Canopy Growth Corporation stock fell $1.51 per share this week, ending the week at $44.38 per share. The call, which we sold, is now 67 cents less, which gives us a great chance to lock in a little profit by buying the call back in this type of scenario. My goal, of course, is to lower the strike to either lock in profit or mitigate loss, because I need to do something because I still own those shares of stock. So we have a net loss of 84 cents on the week. We can actually sell the April 44.5 call for $2.54. This premium more than offsets our loss. So let's do the math. We lost $1.51 on our stock, right? We made 67 cents on our original call option, which we bought back. That's how we lock in that profit. Now we're going to sell a new call option for $2.54. Now, the new strike of that call option is going to be $44.50, and that locks in a $1.39 loss per share versus our original stock purchase last week. However, we did collect the 67 cents in option premiums from last week. You know, that leaves a total gain of $1.82 on the trade if stock finishes higher than $44.50 in 3 weeks. That's a 4% gain on the trade all in. So not bad, given that this first week left us with a significant loss in stock. The way I got to that profit, just to walk you back through it, is I took the $2.54 that I'll collect by selling the new call with the strike, $44.50. So that's $2.54 that I can collect from that option. I add in the 67 cents in option premiums that I locked in from our original short call. And, you know, I have to add in that loss of $1.39. And that's how I got to a maximum profit of $1.82 per share. Hopefully you guys followed that. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. Now, the credit spread from last week was on Pfizer, symbol PFE, Paul Frank Edward. Stock at the time was trading for $41.78. I looked at selling the April 42-43 call spread, collecting 36 cents, which creates a maximum loss scenario of 64 cents per spread. Now, Pfizer stock increased 7 cents this week, ending at $41.85 on Friday. The call spread, which we sold for 36 cents, is now worth 45 cents. So that's a 9-cent loss on the week on this trade. The stock barely moved, and the option spread didn't make a significant move either. So I would leave this trade alone for now, knowing fully well that you will need to make some decisions if the stock price rises another 15 cents to $42 per share. So at that point, I would consider selling a put spread against it or some other way to make money as the market price increases. Now, our final trade of the week last week was a debit spread on American Airlines, symbol AAL, Apple, Apple, Larry. At the time, the stock finished at $31.43 per share. And I looked at purchasing the April 33-32 put spread, collecting 66 cents, which creates a maximum gain scenario of 34 cents or 51% return in 5 weeks. Now, American Airlines stock fell 86 cents this week, which is great. The put spread, which we bought, is remaining in the money, but it only gained 4 cents on the week. So at least it's starting off in the right direction. This trade will pick up more steam if prices stay in this range over the next few weeks and we get closer to expiration. Now let's take a look at the new trades for this week. We're going to start off with the covered call on Zayo Group Holdings, symbol ZAYO, Z, Apple, Yellow, Orange. The stock is trading for $28.29, and I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the April 30 call, collecting 85 cents on that sale, which creates a maximum profit scenario of 9% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Zayo stock for $28.29 and then selling the April 30 call at 85 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $30 per share. Our credit spread trade for the week is going to be on Teva Pharmaceuticals, symbol T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, A as in Apple. Stock finished the week at $16.33. And I'm looking at selling the April 16 half 17 call spread at 16 cents, which leaves us with a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the April 16 half call at 48 cents and then buying the April 17 call for 32 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $16.50 per share. Our final trade for the week is on Macy, symbol M as in Matthew. Stock finished the week at $23.31, and I'm looking at buying the April 24-23 half put spread for 34 cents. That would leave a maximum possible gain of 15 cents per spread, or roughly 47% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the April 24 put for $1.24 and then selling the April 23 half put at 90 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $23.50. So that's it for this week's show. It's a short one. I wanted to get all of that in quickly so that you can have a look at the markets and get ready for Monday. If you have any questions, definitely email me, eric@theweeklyoption.com. And of course, I'd love for you to fill out a survey when you get a second, but go ahead and do it over the next week so that your name is in the hat when I start pulling for prizes. You can reach that at www.theweeklyoption.com/survey. That's it. Hope you all have a great week. Happy trading. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.